right. Today we're going to discuss. For the time in halacha shir, our regular shir will be something else. But I got a shaila last week from a friend of mine, Rabbi David Sukenik, who's a rebbe in, Kushner, and on some Gedalia, they have school for half a day, but the bus company comes at 1:30 to pick up these students to bring them home. Problem is, the earliest man for Mincha, the man of Mincha Gedola, was 1:12 on Tzom Gedalia. So if you're going to lane and do the Haftorah and have regular tefillah, it would typically take more than the 18 minutes or 15 minutes that they had between the beginning of the Zman and when the buses would come. So the Shaila was raised, can they do Kriyas HaTorah and Haftorah before the Zman Mincha and just see to it that they get to Shmona Esrei at the Zman of Mincha Gedolah? In fact, in DRS, for all the years that I was teaching there, we always did this. This was always where the minhag was, that the yeshiva would always, because of the bus company also, and the way the schedule worked out, would always do Kriyas HaTorah early, and then they would do the Shmona Esrei right at the Zman. And if I recall correctly, Rav David Willig never davened with us because of that issue. So he was concerned about that issue. So what is the halacha over here? What's the basis to say yes, to say no? Otherwise, so the Gemara Maseches Tainis Daf Yud Beis tells us that the first half of the day on a Tainis, we are ma'ayin b'mile demasa. We look into how people are behaving in the community, what issues need a cheshbon nefesh, because that's what a Tainis is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a time where we're looking at ourselves and our behavior. But then the Gemara says, the next quarter of the day, we are korei from the Torah, we read from the Torah, Sefer Va'aftarasa, and we do a Haftorah. And then the last quarter of the day, we daven. The idea for Kriyas HaTorah and Tainis in general, though, also appears in the Mishnah Maseches Megillah Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Mishnah Megillah says, B'Tainios, we lay in Brachos Uklalos. That what do we lay in on Tainis? We lay in on a Tainis the Brachos Uklalos, the Tochacha, which, by the way, is not what we lay in on a Tainis. What do we lay in on a Tainis? The parsha of Vayichal, right, with the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. Where does that come from? The Beis Yosef in Tavko Vayinei quotes from the Rush that comes from a Maseches Sofrim, that Vayichal is read on fast days, and Shulchan Aruch we paskin Tavko Samach Vav Sif Aleph that we learn Vayichal both at Shachris and at Mincha on a Tainis. Beis Yosef in Tavko Vayinei points out that the Gemara sounds like you only lay at Mincha and not at Shachris. It's not abundantly clear when the minhag to lay at Shachris on a fast day began, but because from the Gemara it sounds like only the Revi'ah Hayom after Chatzos you lay at Mincha. That's the background to where we get the idea of laying at Mincha and how we know we lay what we lay at Mincha. That even though the Gemara sounds like we lay in the Brachos Uklalos, the Mishnah says we lay Brachos Uklalos, apparently we do like Maseches Sofrim to lay Vayichal. When do we do it? Like the Gemara in Tainis says, after midway through the day, after Chatzos, and that's the Kriyas HaTorah that we call Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha. Now, the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Vav Simin Nun Gimel was asked about this very Shaila. The particular case under discussion was not even a major Shas Hadchak. He was asked by the Telzer Yeshiva, where in Cleveland or Wycliffe, whatever city in Ohio the Telzer Yeshiva is in, he was asked by the Telzer Yeshiva when Asar B'Teves fell out on a Friday. People were a little bit rushed to prepare for Shabbos, so they wanted to know, can they do this? Can they lain before the Zman Mincha Gedola? So he points out that in all of the sources that talk about Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha time on a Tainis, they all say that the Kriyas HaTorah is after Chatzos. They don't say after Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola is how much after Chatzos? Half hour, correct everyone. A half hour after Chatzos. They all say a half hour after Chatzos. They all say Chatzos. They don't say Mincha Gedola, which is a half hour after Chatzos. So Mincha Yitzchak writes that, you know, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, for example, Tavkuf Ayin Vav Sif Tezayin, Umechatzi Hayom Ula Erev. From halfway through the day and on, Revi Hayom Karim Batorah, Umeftirim Benavi. The quarter of the day, for the third quarter of the day, you do Kriyas HaTorah and Haftorah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainios Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin also splits the Raviyah of Kriyas HaTorah from the Raviyah Hayom of Tfilas Mincha. So it makes it sound like you are allowed to lain as long as it's after Chatzos, even if it's not the time of Mincha Gedola. And in fact, the Minchas Yitzchak writes, he cannot find a single posik that says that Chatzos is Lav Dafka, and it really means a half hour later. And to the contrary, from the fact that it says a Raviyah Hayom on Kriyas HaTorah, and then a Raviyah Hayom for Mincha, it sounds like it's a real full Raviyah Hayom, a real quarter of the day, which would mean that the clock starts at Chatzos and not at Mincha Gedola. However, there is a tshuva in Tzitz Eliezer Chelik Yud Simen Chav, where he was asked about laning on Shabbos Mincha before Zman Mincha Gedola. Same shaila, except instead of a tainis, it was about Shabbos. Can you have an early Shabbos Mincha where the laning is going to be before the Zman Mincha Gedola and the Shemoneh Esrei will be afterwards? And he points out that the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis records the Takanas Ezra to lane at Shabbos Mincha due to Yoshve Kronos. What does that mean? Why was Ezra Masakin to lane at Shabbos Mincha because of Yoshve Kronos? What are Yoshve Kronos? So he says there are two Pshatim in Rishonim. Shita Mukbetzis writes that Yoshve Kronos means that there would be people who would get drunk on Shabbos afternoon, so they made a Takana, come, you have to come back to Shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Better to be in Shul listening to Kriyas HaTorah than getting drunk on Shabbos afternoon. So that was the Yoshve Kronos. Tzitz Eliezer assumes, and I'm not sure why, that definitely refers to the Zman of Mincha Gedola and not Chatzos. That the Kriyas HaTorah, the Takana, to take care of drunk people was only from the Zman of Mincha Gedola and not from Chatzos. Again, I'm not sure why he makes that assumption. If that's the reason that he applies for Shabbos L'chora, that would not apply for a Tainus. Meaning to say that it's got to be after Mincha Gedola because of the Yoshei Kronos. By a Tainus, the reason we lane is not because of Yoshei Kronos, and therefore wouldn't have the same, you wouldn't apply the same logic. However, the Tzitz Eliezer also quotes Rashi in Baba Kam over there, where Rashi writes that what are the Yoshei Kronos? Yoshei Kronos are people who work all week long and they're too busy on Monday and Thursday to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So they were misaken an extra Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos Mincha, for those people. The Tzitz Eliezer says it's mistaver that takana was associated with Tfilas Mincha and is therefore bound by the Zman of Tfilas Mincha and not just by Chatzos. It's also mistaver that if that's true of Shabbos Mincha, the same would be true of laning at a fast day. That once we institute that it's supposed to be done at Mincha, it is bound with the Zman of Mincha. Unless one argues that no, Shabbos Mincha Kriyas HaTorah is always, from its very inception, was instituted to go along with the Tefillah. But remember those Lashonos we read before from the Gemara in Tainis Yud Beis, from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Rambam? Quarter of the day, the third quarter of the day is for laning, fourth quarter of the day is for Mincha. Sounds like we're splitting the two Zmanim when it comes to a Tainus. So it could be that by a Tainus, you don't need to wait till the Zman Mincha from Chatzos is fine. Tzitz Eliezer goes on to quote a Zohar that says that Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha is Li'idan Erev, implying specifically that it's at Zman Mincha, and he even goes on to argue that Ashrei Uvel Tzion should be done after the Zman Mincha. Now, based on that, it would seem that from the Minchas Yitzchak, from Tzitz Eliezer, from all the Diyukim in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rambam, it sounds like the real Zman for Kriyas HaTorah and Tainus is Chatzos and not Mincha Gedola. Why on earth would anyone be Machmir in this Shaila? Why on earth would anyone say you have to wait for the Zman Mincha Gedola before you lain? So I think the why on earth could be answered as follows. Tosos Maseches Brachos and Daf Beis Amud Aleph writes that the reason we say Ashrei at Mincha is Kedei Lamud B'Tfila Mitoch Devrei Torah, that it was instituted as part of the Tfila, that you want to have Divrei Torah as part of the Tfila, that you learn a little bit going into the Tfila. Tosos says that according to the Yerushalmi, they used to actually say three parshios of Kriyashma, or not three parshios, they would say one parsha of Kriyashma right before Shemoneh Esrei at Mincha, Kedei Lamud B'tfila mitoch divrei Torah. It sounds like any divrei Torah that you're going to have together with Mincha is supposed to be together with Mincha. And maybe that would mean that it's actually the beginning of the process of Tfila. If that's the case, that it's the beginning of the process of Tfila, there is an argument to be made that the zman of tefillah is determined by when you start the tefillah. I'll give you, for example, let's say, you know, it's Shkia tonight. I don't know exactly when it is. Let's say it's 6:24. I think that might be exactly when it is. Let's say Shkia tonight is 6:24. You look at your watch and it's now 6:22 and you haven't davened mincha yet. Can you still daven mincha? Assuming that you're not a chassid, that you hold that Shkia is the last time to daven mincha. Those are your shitos in terms of zman. Can you still daven mincha? Now, you'll be starting within the zman, but you're going to be finishing after the zman. The Chuvus Eretz Tzvi, the Kasher Glover Gaon, quotes from the Yid HaKadosh, Rav Simcha Ben Mipshischa, that everything goes basa da'aschali. He has a fascinating raya, not for now, from the Tosas and Brachas and Daf Zayin, but he says that as long as you start within the Zman, good enough. Everything goes basar haschala. Or HaShulchan holds this way, Rav Yosef Engel and Kalyoni HaShas holds this way, the Shulchan HaTor and Simon Reish Lamed Beis and Simon Reish Lamed Gimel holds this way, the Eshel Avram Yibachach holds this way, a number of poskim hold that you can look at the Zman haschala. However, open up a Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Beis Sif Aleph, Magen Avraham in Simon Kuf Yod and again in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, Shulchan Aruch Harav in Simon Peites, all seem to assume that that's not true. The way the Shulchan Aruch says it is, if you look at your watch and you see that you're not going to be able to finish all 18 brachos before the Zman, then you should not daven normally. You could say an abridged tefillah, you do a Hechi Kedusha, if you're not going to be able to finish all 18 brachos before, that's what you do in order to, you have to make accommodations, because all the brachos have to be done within the Zman. So maybe, and the Pele Yoetz even goes a step further, and he says, if you started, and you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and Shkia comes, stop. Stop in the middle. Wild. He goes that far. So the bottom line is that there is this machlokas. Do we really look at the haschala or not? If you hold that Kriyas HaTorah haschala samincha is the beginning of mincha, and you look at the haschala for the whole tefillah, then it would be highly problematic to have the Kriyas HaTorah before mincha gedola. But Pashtus is that it's not haschala samincha. That even if you say that you're being omeid b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah, it doesn't mean that the divrei Torah become part of mincha. It just means that it sets your mind right going into mincha to have been previously been saying divrei Torah. The other argument to be made not to lane early is perhaps, and no one says this that I'm aware of, but maybe based on something I saw in the Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv. The Divrei Yatziv is a Kleisenberger Rebbe, and in his Tshuvas he writes that it's so interesting that the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Megillah, what do we lay on a fast day? Brachos or klalos, the Tochacha. And we don't do that. We don't do that. What do we lay on a fast day? The Yidgum Midas Harachamim, Vayichal. Why is that? He says also, it's very interesting, Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, when the Gemara says that Melamed Shenesavitav Kodesh Baruch Hu K'Shliach Tzibur, that Hashem wrapped himself like a Shliach Tzibur and said the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, Rashi over there writes that it was a fulfillment of Tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that, and Rashi doesn't just say Tefillah, that's a tefillas tainis, Rashi says. Saying Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanun. That idea that whenever you say Keseder Azeh, you're not going to walk away empty-handed. This is how you get your tefillas answered, God tells Moshe Rabbeinu in that Gemara. Rashi says, tefillas tainis. It's a reference to tefillas tainis. Where do you get the idea that it's a reference to tefillas tainis? Furthermore, why would we pass, well, I guess we mentioned already, why would we pass like Masechta Sofrim against our Gemara in terms of what to lane? So what the Kleisenberger suggests is that there is a Pirkei Rav Elazar in the end of Perek Mem Vav, and it's quoted in the Magen Avraham and Tavkov Samach Vav Sif Beis, that the Kal saying Yud Gimel Midas out loud is considered Derech Tfila. That even during the laning, when you say the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, it's Derech Tfila. And therefore, says the Kleisenberger Rebbe, when we say Nisatev Kadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, it's referring to a Balkore, because that laning that we do is tefillah. See, most learning that we do is Talmud Torah Barabim. It's some sort of hachraza. Not this learning. This learning, says the Kleisenberger, is tefillah. And that's why he says the Shari Ephraim and Shari Gimel Simin Yurches and the Shari Rachim over there in Sifkan Chav Beis explain that when the Gemara Megillah says that someone who's Ochei Sefer Torah Orum, Nikbar Orum, which we typically think means you're not allowed to touch a Sefer Torah with your bare hands, these achronim explain it means that if somebody lanes without an atifa, that you need to have an atifa for the laning. So says the Kleisenberger, maybe that's what we're saying. We passing like Maseches Ofrim against the Mishnah Megillah, because the Mishnah Megillah says we read Brachos Uklalos. But what do? We say, no, we passing like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it's not a Maseches Ofrim against the Mishnah Megillah. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah against the Mishnah Megillah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us to read the Yigil Mitzarachnim. And that is a kiyum of tefillah. So if we accept all of that, it turns out that the ikur tefillah of a tainus, the ikur tefillah of a tainus, is the yirgul midos that the tzibur stops. You ever have that? They stop in the middle of Kriyas Torah and everyone just screams out loud. That they should be doing that. That everyone should scream, because that's our tefillah. It's a kiyum of tefillah. If that's the case, it would seem that it should be bound by the zman of tefillah. And if we, the truth is, if you think about it, if we really paskin this Revi'ah Hayom business, then why is it that we daven mincha in the third quarter of the day? The way the Gemara in Tainus put it is that we should daven mincha in the fourth quarter of the day. And also, when we do daven mincha in the fourth quarter of the day, why do we lane in that fourth quarter of the day? It could be that our minhag is not to do like that Gemara in Tainus of the Revi'ah Hayom and the Revi'ah Hayom and the reading the Brachos Uklalos. It could be that we reject that Gemara, although it doesn't seem that way because that's the way it's possible in the Shulchan Aruch. So that would be a svara to be machmir. Rabbi Sachs told me that he saw in Isha Yisrael that they quoted from Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky that you shouldn't even say Ashrei until the Zman Mincha, that you shouldn't start Mincha at all until the Zman Mincha. I happen to have seen, someone brought me last week, a Sefer Yisrael Vahazmanim from Avharfinis, the Satmar Dayan, where he writes that Chaim Kanievsky is quoted in Siach Tfila, page Tafresh Sadi Aleph, that really you can say Ashrei Uvoltzion before the Zman, but it's best not to do so because Ein Adin Borur Kol Kach, but really Meker Adin, you can. L'chora would come out one more nafkamina, and that is, what if you're davening Shachris very late? You're a chassid. You're davening Shachris. Satmar Rebbe has such a discussion. You're davening Shachris very late. Comes time to Kriyas HaTorah, it's Chatzos. Right? It's already Chatzos. And it's time for Kriyas HaTorah. And you lane right at Chatzos. Can you lane again for Mincha? Can you lane again for Mincha? L'chor, it's Tali on this issue. If you could be Yotzei the Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha at Chatzos before it's Mincha Gedolah, how could you possibly lane again for Mincha? You're already Yotzei the Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha. But if you hold that you can't be Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha till Mincha Gedolah, so that Kriyas HaTorah will count for Shachris. In the Sefer Yisrael Vazmanim, he quotes that this is a discussion in the Tshuva's Dvar Yoshua, Chelkei Simon Yud Zayin, where the Dvar Yoshua quotes Maran Misatmer Zuchusa Yagin Aleinu, that you can still lane for Mincha separately, but that the Dvar Yeshua himself disagrees and says Kriyas HaTorah is not connected to Mincha, but to being after Chatzos, and therefore you were already Yotzei with that Kriyas HaTorah for the afternoon. However, Rav Harfness in Sefer Yisrael Vazmanim says that he thinks the Satmar Rebbe was right about this, but not because the Kriyas HaTorah relates to Mincha, rather because Adayin Omed Kodem Amiras Kaddish Tiskabel, you're still standing there before Kaddish Tiskabel, the Tefillah Shachris, of Shachris. So you have to say that that counts as part of Shachris, and not as part of Mincha. So at the end of the day, what would you tell someone? You're running a yeshiva and you're worried that it's not going to, they're not going to be able, kids aren't going to remember, they might forget to daven with a minyan later on if you send them home early. So it would seem that there's ample room to be mako if you're running a yeshiva to have a Kriyas HaTorah before the Zman. That's where Rabbi Sachs paskin for Kushner when Rabbi Sukenik and whoever the principal is there when they asked him, that's what I guess whoever paskins for DRS must have been Rav Willig, must have paskined for DRS. But at the same time, you can understand why a person might want to be extra machmir himself if he's going to daven later on to rather participate in a minyan that's going to have Kriyas HaTorah after the Zman of Mincha Gedolah. Okay.